Welcome to the SF Files. We're going to start hot. PlayStation State of Play, January 2024, the new E3. I have not seen a damn thing for this just yet, so I'm passing along to you gents who have watched this.
Third bus, huh?
Right over there. Right.
Well, anyways, I don't think they're coming out hot.
Giggity.
We got FedEx 2 that's been announced. Okay, Stranding 2.
That's Stranding Daryl. Yeah, he's back.
Looks...
maybe?
Good. I mean, the graphics and everything looks great, just like usual, but...
nah. I had zero interest in it. I know it was Daryl and the Solid Snake dude, Hojira, right? Yeah. I have zero interest in it. What's the point? I mean, it's Crazy Taxi, but without the taxi...
you're delivering packages all day.
Wow. Yeah, but I didn't see the purpose to it. I didn't see any entertainment behind it. I know people love it. It doesn't get me. It doesn't get me.
Certain brands, certain types of people that post-apocalyptic, you know, humanity's brink to death, and you know, the postman delivering packages and medical supplies and all kinds of, you know, they just restart. The first one never, you know, sold me. This one, I mean, it looks amazing. It didn't sell me.
No, I did not. It sounds kind of boring. I don't even know what it is, but just by explaining it sounds boring.
I'm sure you're not too far off. So
the amount of work they put into the game, it's a big deal. I mean, of course, it's got Daryl in it. I forget his real name. But yeah, I mean, the amount of work, I mean, the facial recognition, everything that they put into it, the detail is like top notch. Even for, you know, PlayStation 4, it looked amazing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like I said, it's a different type of genre, different type of game. Certain people will love it, most will not.
The closest I got to it is I do have a friend who bought it like twice. I think he bought it on a PS4 and then for his PC, and both times he quit on it. He started it up and he got to a certain spot and he's like, ah, I'm tired of this. And then when it came out on PC, he bought it again. Why, I don't know, but he did.
Not enough abuse the first time.
Exactly, yeah. He played it, got to a certain spot. He's like, nah, I'm good. He's done. He didn't even finish the game either time.
It's paper
boy. Like Manarm said, it's pointed to a certain genre of people.
Yeah.
It's centered around, you know, a group of people that enjoy that type of game. Kind of like this game that popped up. I'm not 100% sure if it's a remake or if they're just remastering it, but Until Dawn. Which is like a, you remember, Bird, you went with me to that PlayStation 4 thing in the mall. You remember
Katie that? Mills.
Yeah.
No, one Katie Mills.
Oh, something else.
Yeah, it was West Oaks. You remember the parking lot of West Oaks, the PS4 like van and everything?
Yeah, they got lined up out back on the parking lot. And, it was
we
cool.
Played all those games for PS4. We watched someone play Until Dawn, which was in its alpha stages. It was that Saw game. The decisions you made reflected what happened to the characters and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that sounds cool.
I guess they're doing it's a great game, but it's a horror game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess they're doing a remake of it or a remaster. Which, I mean, it's a great game. I don't know if it deserves a remaster or remake, but it's a great game. They actually ended up making a prequel for it called The Impatience for VR for PS4. Oh. And then, of course, they made like a spinoff with that great roller coaster game that your wife screamed her head off to.
Oh, that's great.
That's too much. So funny.
I sent that video to you. It's a great game. I only played a little bit of it, but there's so many decisions you can make. I mean, I forgot what the guy said about the game, but you could play the game for like 24 hours a day for like 3 years straight, and you wouldn't see every possible ending of the game or something that. I forget what he said.
That's insane.
Because of all the decisions and everything that goes on with the game.
That's crazy.
But there's that, and then Silent Hill, another horror game. Now, this, unfortunately, I've never been a Silent Hill fan. Mm-hmm. I actually enjoyed the movies, as bad as they were.
They were pretty bad.
But Silent Hill, I don't know if this is a remake, if this is part two of a new remake, or what's going on, but Silent Hill's getting a new game, which is big for the fans.
They haven't released a new Silent Hill game in years, right? Like, it's been a good decade or so.
They released one kind of recently, but like did bad or something, or something happened with, between the players and the devs to where the devs actually shut off like the chat.
That was kind of like last year or something,
but I don't know when that game came out. But I don't know what to say about Silent Hill except for there's some freaky monsters in it. I'm sure it's horror fans are going to love it. This is a great time for horror fans right now.
Oh, yeah. Let me circle back to Until Dawn. Guns, you seemed interested, but you didn't. You're not sure what it is, right? Like,
that one sounds cool, especially since I like horror games and all that. And then how you guys are explaining it, there's millions of possibilities of where you can take the story and the character and how you can build them, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I never got around to playing this one, but I've always heard good things of it. I know you played some of those Telltale games, like the Walking Dead mm-hmm. ones or the Batman. Mm-hmm. There was a where you make decisions, open the window or not open the window or whatever it is, right? Like, it's kind of like that, but I think this one's a little more intense.
I like intense.
Yeah, dude, these are pretty fun. This makes a big landing because, dude, like I even heard that they're adapting this into a movie.
Oh, nice.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, like, I remember that the fans, the people were like, oh, but there's so many different endings. There's so many different possibilities. Yep. Which one are they going to choose? Like, they weren't happy, of course. Like, what direction they're going to go? And I guess, yeah, yeah. I think it's interesting. Kind of makes me want to actually finally play this.
So it's like a Resident Evil meets Tall Tales. They, like, forged to make a game. With Saw.
With Saw.
It's too complex, almost. There's a lot of stuff you can do, because you walk around, you find clues, you pick up keys, you pick up weapons, stuff like that. And then, like, when an action scene happens, you do, like, interactive stuff. Kind of like, you know, God of War, where, like, you take a boss down to a certain point, then all of a sudden it goes into the movie mode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you don't hit the buttons correctly and stuff like that, you die. Oh. Stuff like that.
Nice.
So it's interactive and all kinds of stuff, but it's a great game.
Very cool.
Next up, though, Rise of the Ronin. Anyone excited for that?
Oh, you know what, dude? I just watched a trailer for it.
Fourth one.
I think they said it's like a Souls-type game, but with samurai, so like Ghost of Tsushima or whatever.
Yeah, Tsushima.
Ghost of Sushi.
Sushi Ghost.
So it's got that Elden Ring and that Souls feel to it, but it's samurai, so it's like Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah, man, it looks fun.
Dynasty
it looks
Warriors.
Like, yeah, just yeah. like Ghost of Tsushima, I wish make that. But like enhanced, just a little more hardcore, a little more.
Well, this one's PS5.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Ghost of Tsushima is only PS4, if I'm not mistaken.
Tsushima. Oh, well, yeah, yeah. Well, there was a upgrade version or whatever, but yeah, dude, this looks badass. It looks
It
almost looks like a mix of Assassin's Creed and Devil May Cry.
Until the combat happens,
mm-hmm.
it's not forgiving.
While they're running the map, it looks very Assassin's Creed to me.
Yeah,
but like just like you said, when the combat is not Assassin's Creed, that which is for those their combat was never the best. But it looks the combat does look like Ghost of Tsushima. Basically, it's just faster and. Mm-hmm. You know, swordplay. It looks fun. It looks great.
I might actually end up picking this one up.
It looks interesting. I think I might be on the same boat, honestly.
Yeah, man. And like, I love those Assassin's Creed games. Like, yeah, they're GTA clones or whatever, but yeah, they're fun, dude. Yeah, man. I think they're fun. They're awesome. I love playing those. And this right here, man, it just looks tight.
It looks good.
It does look good. You get a Resident Evil. Resident Evil boss in there.
Yeah. Did y'all play that Ghost of Tsushima?
I haven't.
No. I've wanted to, but just haven't gotten around to it. They're all those Souls games. And, dude, once you play one, you play them all. And I don't have the patience for that crap. I did Demon Souls, which is evidently the hardest one.
Oh.
And it takes it out of you.
I heard Demon.
Oh, yeah.
Demon Souls, right?
Yeah.
I heard that game's like the worst.
I played it on the PS3, and it had controls. Controls killed you left and right. Yeah. You roll off the cliff, all kinds of stuff. The analog wasn't 100%, like, it was clunky. It was not a fun experience.
The Ghost of Tsushima for me, I did play it. I did enjoy it. I had fun with it. But it was very, very repetitive. The combat was very simple. It was almost like playing a pretty version of the first Assassin's Creed, if you remember that. Like, it was just simple. It was super simple. But, like, the story was fun. It felt like an old-school samurai movie. Like, the story's fun. The story's cool. Gameplay gets very repetitive and boring. But it was what it was. It was enjoyable. This, I don't see myself getting bored.
It looks good.
Did you look up Phantom Blade Zero?
What is this? I haven't heard anything about this.
I don't know about Phantom Blade Zero.
Graphics are nice, very clean.
For a moment there, I thought it was Cloud.
Don't talk.
It does kind of look kind of fantasy, at least with that. I'm assuming it was a villain.
Just wait till you see the fighting.
It's like Dynasty Warriors.
There you go. There you go. That's what I was telling Minarm a second ago.
They need to bring back Dynasty Warriors Gundam. That was a blast.
No. Stick with the OG.
They still make them.
They're up to like 15 or something like that, right?
Something like that.
I think it was like 9 or 10.
Oh.
Because they make like, not just make, you know, number 9, but then they do like 9 with extra warriors. Kind of like Street Fighter 2, where they made like 7 games out of Street Fighter 2. They make like 3 or 4 of them based off of 9. Like Dynasty Warriors, Dynasty Warriors Extreme, and then they make something else, and then a tactics version, and then boom, they move on to the next number.
Oh, that's Final Fantasy VII.
That at least has prequels, sequels, you know, movies.
Everything you just listed.
Pretty good.
Plus the tactics.
Like, it almost looks like a Souls game.
The Phantom Blade Zero?
Yeah.
Watch the trailer.
Or like an Assassin's Creed. But with samurais.
I mean, it heavily reminds me of like Devil May Cry, more or less, but with samurais. A little more cinematic, maybe.
Way faster. Mm-hmm.
The combat looks very anime inspired. Like he's like climbing walls over here. Like
Bayonetta or Bayonetta.
There we go. Yeah.
Oh, game is so bad.
What you talking about? That game's awesome.
God, that game is terrible. And they made 3 of them, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Thank God Nintendo got the rest of them.
Yeah, watching that trailer, man, like, I actually remember that I did see this a while back, I guess when E3 was still a thing. Maybe that's when I watched it. I think this one is supposed to focus more, like, on swordplay, like the way it's not just triangle and X or something like that. Like they have this whole mechanics to work the sword, supposedly.
Damn.
It looked really cool. Yeah, this looks tight. Looks good to me.
I'll have to see. I've already got like a billion games that I don't have time to play.
The combat on that one looked fun.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're making a new Metro VR, which I never played the first one, even though I own it. Another one is...
You own everything.
Yeah, I own it. I've never played it. But it's a post-apocalyptic world.
Yeah, Metro.
Like a first-person shooter, third-person shooter style.
Yeah, I think you're right. Third-person.
But it's coming out in VR now. Might have to get it. I love VR stuff.
I heard good things about Metro. I never got into that one. Just not really my style. But put it in VR. Sure. Why not? Let's do it.
I'll tell you one that is coming with PC as well. And actually, I just watched a trailer a few days ago, but Helldivers 2.
Helldivers?
Have you seen
what
it?
Is that?
Yeah. So the original is kind of like a Smash TV, like over-the-top view. It was fun. Better way to explain it, like Gauntlet.
Oh,
it's Gauntlet with guns. Well, Helldivers 2 is like the same exact concept, but now it's like first-person shooter. It's awesome.
Third person.
Yep. But it is awesome looking. It looks like so much. It's like Starship Troopers almost. Cool player. No, for real, because you fight aliens and bugs and stuff like that in the original. And this one, you see them, the little spider-like creatures and stuff. It's cool. It looks awesome. Plus, you fight T-1000s. If you watch the video, you'll see. There's like Terminators walking around. It's awesome.
It kind of looks like the... Oh, geez, what's it called? Battlefield? Looks like Battlefield.
Yeah. I was getting ready to say Battlefield, the original Battlefronts, the third-person point of view. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those were fun.
Yeah.
I miss those games. I wish they'd bring that back instead of what we got.
Well, Battlefront 2 is still hot, but...
Nah. The game looks awesome. I love the first one. I wish I had people to play it with, but never really did. Your trophies are hard as hell by yourself. And, of course, you need people to do half the trophies, but this game looks good. I cannot wait.
Pick me.
You wouldn't play it. You can't get off Conan.
It's not wrong.
But there's a few other games that were announced, but I had no idea what the hell they are. Like this. And then, of course, Dave the Diver. And then,
the, you know? The Black Myth Wukong. That's the one with Sun Wukong? With, like, the awesome graphics? That's like, cool, too.
It looks like they did it on PS3 a long time ago, the story of Goku, like the real story.
Yeah.
They've made, like, I want to say 3 or 4, like, Wukong games the last, like, 2 or 3 years already.
The PS3 one that I'm remembering, I don't remember that doing very well.
Oh, no. Most of them don't.
Yeah.
The one that just released, like, a year or two ago didn't do well. You could pick it up for, like, $20 on Amazon.
Looks like Ghost of Tsushima really inspired a lot of these games. That's what this is looking like.
Ooh. Now I'm starting to get some Kung Fu Panda vibes.
Yeah. I mean, it looks pretty. Graphic-wise, looks there you go. Journey to the West, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm just not interested. It just doesn't look appealing to me. It's got unique, like, character. What am I looking for?
Character designs, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. But, yeah, man, I don't know, man. I mean, I could be wrong, but who knows, right?
Like I said, they just made a Wukong game not that long ago, and it didn't do well.
Mm.
So I don't know why they keep trying, to be honest.
Just trying.
I mean, it looks great. It looks great, but yeah, I just... obviously, no one's interested in it.
Maybe the storytelling sucks.
Someone wants us to succeed. Shoot.
Maybe it's not so much geared for North America.
Yeah, that's true. Because most people don't realize that's Son Goku.
Only the uber nerds know that.
I exposed myself. All right, well, what else we got going? I see a couple of things here. Destiny 2, Norm's favorite, The Final Shape.
God. They're rebooting Metal Gear, the Snake Eater.
Yeah, that kind of... What is this, Metal Gear Solid Delta?
Yeah, that's the...
The third one?
They're remaking all the Metal Gear Solid stuff. I love the OG Metal Gear. I never got into Solid. So I can't really say too much. I tried to get into Solid, but it was too... Like, especially the PS1, which I'll get a lot of hate for. It was a damn movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Literally the first hour of the game is a damn movie. Yeah, I'm not about that. It was boring as hell. Whereas the OG Solid Metal Gears were great. My brother used to play the crap out of the NES one.
Oh, I remember that one too. You remember the guns? We used to have that.
Yeah, we did.
We'd always...
Dude, I sucked so bad at it.
We'd always get lost and we'd have no clue what we're doing. We're just running around. There's a tank, run!
That was before YouTube walkthroughs. Oh, man. You had to make your own maps.
Ooh, yep. But yeah, they're remaking Snake Eater. That's kind of old news, though.
Okay.
But I think they're making it for everybody, though. PC, PS5, and Xbox.
Nice. Unreal Engine 5. That'd be cool.
It's just it's just going to be better graphics, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
Better graphics, better controls, all that kind of stuff.
Kind of like they did with Resident Evil, more or less.
Oh, yeah.
Resident Evil's like a complete remake, though.
Huh? Yeah.
They're not zombies.
Like,
no more.
Resident Evil 2, and they fixed camera, you know, it's, like, hard to play. It's the horror genre, whereas now it's, like, third-person shooter and all kinds of stuff. You get to actually aim at the head. It's like,
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, brah.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of The Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now. And it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I mean, you don't have to aim or wonder what corner you're here.
Did you ever play the originals? Yep.
You know what? I never finished them, but I did get to play some of them.
Man, the only way you get a headshot, you had to wait till they're like right up on you and you aim up. And then that's how you headshot them.
I liked those games so much, I bought them on PS3 one day. They were digitally available.
Mm. And I was just going to say that too, like, for anyone who missed like the original Solid series, kind of like I did, I didn't own a PS1. So I didn't ever really get a chance to play Solid. And I know PS2 was backwards compatible, but by then I was playing PS2 games. I didn't really go back, which is probably a mistake. There was a huge catalog from PS1 games that I missed out on for sure.
All right, if you ever want to borrow some PS1 games, let me know, bro.
All right, well, we gotta mix it up. Can't make Sony look great without talking about the bad stuff, right? Like, I love doing this. I love
pooping
on everybody.
Yeah, so. But guess what? They did a good thing.
Yeah, they did. So I can't too hard, but yeah, Sony issuing refunds for The Last of Us 2 Remastered.
So when the game came out on PSN, a lot of people jumped in and they pre-ordered the game for $70.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's technically a bug, because if you already own the game digitally or physically, all you got to do is pop the CD in or go to the PS Store. It should only be $10 for the upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was a bug. Sony like took it down. They fixed it. They offered refunds to everyone that purchased the game for $70, the pre-order,
which is so great on Sony. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
For doing that. Great on them. They were swift about this. They didn't wait for everyone to
notice,
blow have up a meltdown.
And, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it was like same day too.
Yeah, I think I was reading that they just did it automatically. They didn't even tell the players. They just did it for you. Which, again, good on them. Yeah, man.
Honestly, I mean, remastered from PS4 to PS5, yeah, I mean, $10. I'm okay with that.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, they still put some work in. They fix some bugs. They put more enhancements, stuff like that. I'm fine with the $10 upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
Paying a full $70 for a game you technically already own?
No.
I'm not okay with. And even the PS3 era, when they did The Last of Us Part 1.
Mm-hmm.
I still think that should have only been like a $10 upgrade for the PS4 version and the PS5 version. But yeah, that's me.
Well, here's a rebuttal to your argument. All these people are paying $1 billion for Final Fantasy VII, which you already own.
That's no. This is a sequel. This is a sequel.
So it's Final Fantasy VII.
But that's like the major difference that I see between like remake being like a completely different beast than the original. Compared to this is a facelift of the original, The Last of Us. And one thing that I didn't like, and trust me, dude, like, I love this game, The Last of Us. Part 1 was amazing, one of the best games of the PS3. And then when they remade it for the PS4, I was like, I just finished playing that. You know,
yeah. It was literally like the same year.
Yeah.
Maybe a year after they did it, and it's like, okay.
Yeah, and then they did it again for the PS5. It's like, yeah, no, it's a great game, but I'm not going to buy that game three times, dude. Like, I'm just not going to do it. And
would
I love
you
the game.
It was only $10?
For that, you know what? Yes. Yes, I would for that, because it's from PS3 version to what it is in PS5. That's a big jump. But from the PS3 to the PS4, it wasn't that huge of a difference.
No.
And I'm going to assume the PS4 version compared to the PS5 is not a big difference. But for someone like me who the last one was PS3, that's going to be a big jump. And I think for me, it would be worth it to replay something like that. And especially for $10. That's a steal.
Yeah. You see, I agree. They've got to make money somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, like I said, if you already own the game, whether it's PS3 or 4, I just don't see it like, you selling it for $70, I don't agree with that. $10? Yeah. You're getting some for sure money from someone that's already played it. Yes. But $70, you're losing out on a lot of sales.
For sure.
Yeah. Unless the diehard people really want to play it on the PS5.
Yeah. And then the Last of Us Part 2 had that. Well, for anyone who hasn't played it, the story is very what the hell. And we might see that on the series, the season 2.
I don't know. They might be changing it. You know how TV is.
Yeah. Kind of hoping they do. But Yeah, but for the game, dude, like, Last of Us 2 was not well received. It banked, it got the high scores, but like fandom-wise, there's a lot.
It pissed a lot of people off.
Yes, yeah, for sure. And I don't know, man, if they're going to be coming back for this remastered version. So, I don't know. I know I'm not.
Honestly, I still haven't even played the first ones.
Oh, my Lord.
I read up on a story. Man.
Killing me.
I know everything that happens, but yeah, I never played the original.
Killing me, Smalls.
For shame.
The one time Guns course, gets to shame you.
And then part two, I mean, it was like the first day, all the spoilers were out. It was like, oh, God. It's like, I'm glad I didn't play the first one.
I mean, it's an amazing game, obviously, but I just never finished it.
Well, now, for $10, you can.
What a steal. Oh, my God. I'm going to buy it right now.
You can see about getting the upgrades for $10, but I doubt it.
It's not that serious.
You know what is serious? Yeah, a little Patrick Swayze. Some Roadhouse. Well,
you mean Rest in Peace? But
Roadhouse. Yeah, getting the remake treatment. You guys seen this trailer?
Indeed, I have. Yo,
I actually have it.
Jacked.
I heard a lot of old people pissed off at the trailer, like, why are you remaking Roadhouse?
Like, they got to remake everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
They don't have no more ideas, man.
They got to modernize it for the younger crowd.
What if they're going to put Patrick Swayze's ghost in it?
No, actually, they could put a picture of him on the wall in the bar.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be cool.
They'll do something like that, I'm sure.
Yeah, who's this? Jake Gyllenhaal, right?
Yeah.
Mysterio. You know what,
dude? I'm not going to lie, dude. This trailer actually looked really good to me. It looked fun. It looked action-packed. It looked like it's going to be... Damn, he got ripped.
That's what I'm saying.
It's going to be a load of fun.
And they have Conor McGregor in it?
Yes.
Oh, that's tight.
Oh, dude. He is, isn't it?
Yeah, dude. He's like bulky as hell. Like, he's...
He is.
Huge.
He is. He's very big in this one.
Is he UFC?
Yeah.
He was UFC, yeah. He doesn't do it anymore, right?
The Irishman. He's Irish, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
At least he pretends to be.
I love that walk that he does.
Oh, dude. I can do that.
I believe it.
And 10 years ago.
Hey. Put a taco right in front of me. I bet you see me sitting up.
Just need the right motivation, my friend.
Yeah.
There we go. There's Connor. Look how big that dude is.
Oh, yeah. He's huge, man.
Yeah.
He's gotten bigger.
Yeah, I heard since he stopped UFC, everybody's saying that he's like on steroids and all that. That's why he got super huge. If it's true, I don't know. But that's last I heard.
Dude, he is jacked.
Yeah,
he's lean.
He is much. He is much bigger than he was in UFC. Also UFC. He's tied to weight restrictions too.
Oh yeah,
unless he wants to move up a class.
Yeah, it depends on what class he's fighting.
Roadhouse
looks good.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but this movie, I think Jake Gyllenhaal was pissed off that it was going to get released on Prime Video and not in theaters. Did you guys hear about that?
No, I sure didn't.
Well, it looks like it. Because of the video. It says Prime Video.
Oh, guess who has Prime? This guy.
Ooh. It sounds like another Black Widow situation.
Yeah. It doesn't look like it's going to be...
But honestly, do you think that movie's going to make anything in theater?
You never know, dude, because it looks good. It looks fun.
I think Roadhouse would.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think it would be good for a couple weeks in the theater. It's not going to make millions and millions and millions, but it'll do all right.
It ain't going
to make its money back plus more?
Yeah, it'll make its money back easily.
But it's not going to be no Deadpool 3, though.
Nah.
Hell no.
Are you going to go watch it?
Nothing's going to be Deadpool 3. What's that, Roadhouse or Deadpool 3?
Both.
Roadhouse. We already got our tickets for Deadpool 3. They're not even out yet, but I got them.
Are they showing
VIP?
Are they showing the first trailer during... The Super Bowl?
Super Bowl.
Supposedly.
That would make sense.
They'll probably shut down the internet.
Dude.
So.
Yeah. Dude.
Can't wait.
We'll break the internet.
Yeah, you got to wait till Monday to watch it.
But yeah, man. I think it looks fun. Roadhouse looks cool. I'm going to check it out, especially with it being on Prime Video. Sorry, Jake. But I'm going to check it out If it was in theaters, I think it would have done all right.
That's okay. Jake won't mind. We'll never know. Jake won't mind. He's a fan of the show. Very good friend.
I'm sure.
Big fan. Very good friend.
He already got his money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm sure he already got his. He'd probably make more if it's in theaters, but he already got his money.
Yeah, he's getting paid for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
It's like what we talked about a few sessions ago, though. With the movies the way they're doing right now, movie theaters and people waiting for streaming services, dude, these actors, they're going to have to take a pay cut if they want to get paid and do more acting, because no one's going to movie theaters anymore unless it's a big movie. Like Deadpool 3, that's going to make like $1 billion. Oh, yeah. But like big all these other movies, I couldn't tell you the like last movie that came out in the movie theater right now. I don't care.
Well, I'm just saying, Scarlett Johansson, she don't play.
She took it, though.
Didn't she sue and, like, win?
She did.
I don't know if she won, but, yeah, she definitely sued.
Oh, she won.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she did well.
It was supposed to come out in theaters first, but then it got released side-by-side with Disney Plus or something.
Mm. Oh, yeah. They got her. Well, they tried to. But another big one on the Giggity. List here, another big trailer. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, full trailer, not just a teaser, which, I mean, I'm already sold on this.
Yes.
Before it was announced, before the teaser, I was in, dude. I liked the first one so much. It's good. I really enjoyed it.
I'm excited about this one.
Yes.
Indeed.
Like, I was kind of weary about part three, because we don't count, you know, the women one.
Right.
I was a little weary about part three, but part three was damn good, and I'm really excited about this one. I cannot wait.
Well, that's the dude from the original movie.
It's Walter Peck.
Yeah. Oh.
This man has no penis.
Yes. Yes, it's true. Yes.
That's awesome.
Bringing everybody back except for, of course, our boy.
Yeah, he's gone.
You know, rest in peace.
Yeah, but the original lineup, I mean, it's official. I mean, they're in the trailer.
Yeah.
No, Egon passed away. Like, legit passed away while back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not the just a movie.
The only one they need left is the Rick
Moranis.
Thank you.
He's never going to do movies again. He's retired.
They should have just Paul Walker'd him.
Oh, no.
Oh, too soon? Too soon?
Oh, man.
My bad.
Yeah, he's made it known that his acting career is over and he's not coming back, which is a shame. He had a few decent movies. And he was great in Ghostbusters.
Spaceballs.
Yeah.
You know, I heard they're talking about a Spaceballs 2. I know they've been talking about it for decades, but like it's like getting real like trending type stuff
now. Dude, it's not going to be the same.
No, please don't.
It's not going to be the same. Don't.
They can't use that kind of humor in today anymore.
No. Oh, no.
You're right.
No.
You're right.
They probably won't even be able to call it Spaceballs no more, for assuming it's gender.
It'll be called Space Spheres.
Hey, Slimer's back.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
He got that jizz in his mouth.
Yeah, he did.
March 22. Oh, dude, I can't wait for this.
Yeah, I'm excited about that one for sure.
Month and a half.
Next up.
Oh, God.
Oh, he said it. I know. Either. I heard it. I heard it.
You can't. It's talking about Daima.
It's on camera, dude. It's on camera.
Oh, yeah. So they released a Son Goku character trailer. This is still for Fall 24. I'm not going to lie. I took a peek right before we started talking, and the animation's clean, dude. Like,
The animation looks great.
It looks
great.
Yeah.
Good God. It looks worse than Super.
Super. The animation in Super was horrible in the first
starting up. Terrible. Yeah.
It was bad, big bad. But this looks clean as hell, dude. It looks beautiful. I just cannot get behind the whole. Let's Dragon Ball GT again. Let's make them kids. Let's go backwards. I don't.
They're trying to fix their mistakes, man.
Multiverse.
You're probably right.
They have timelines in Dragon Ball, not necessarily multiverse.
Okay, well, same concept. Trunks really
screwed
up everything. So.
Yeah. There you go.
Like, I like how they're trying to give him back the power pole, but
then I don't like it because with the snap of his finger, he can, like, obliterate everything. Like, he doesn't need it.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they in GT, they capped his power. They made him weaker as well, so maybe the same effect.
That was because he went shorter. He, like, lost, like, you know, 80% of his power by being young again.
That or maybe...
But he was still strong as hell.
That or maybe Daima is going back to his roots to martial arts instead of just ki blasts and explosions.
That's really what it looks like Toriyama is doing, is trying to do, because he's directly involved with this one. It
he's feels trying like, to get that Dragon Ball feel again.
Yeah.
The OG.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it does give those vibes, but I don't know, man. Like, after Dragon Ball, it became Z and then Super and then all this other stuff, and it just went way past what the original Dragon Ball used to be. I just don't want to go backwards. That's, I think that's what it is for me.
I can't agree.
Can't do it.
I mean, I'll watch it just to watch it, but I'm... Yeah, no.
Three episode rule?
Still, still no.
Dude, I mean, I watched Super, and dude, I mean, the first five episodes will make you kill yourself.
Dude, when he was fighting Beerus... was horrible. The
animation.
Horrible.
The animation was so bad. And it, I mean, it didn't get good until it hit Tournament of Power. And even then, it was like only a few episodes were good. Hmm. I'd rather watch Super Dragon Ball Heroes. That is lit.
I heard.
That is lit. That is so good.
I haven't started that.
Oh my God, dude, you're missing out. It is so good.
That's what she said.
I'm surprised you haven't jumped in guns on that.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen it yet, but I've seen like little clips here and there. I'm like, dude.
It's lit. It's awesome.
It's just I've been too busy, dude. That and the baby, I don't got time to sit back and relax and watch a few episodes here and there. Because if I get into it, I want to freaking binge it, dude.
Well, it's only a few hours long. Each episode's only like 7 or 8 minutes each.
Oh, really?
Wow.
I thought it was like four episodes.
No. They're all 8 minutes each. And then I don't know how many episodes they are, but they used to be like only 50. Might be more now. Hmm. But I stopped watching a few years back when Hearts was there. Mm-hmm. And I just never...
It's because he got hooked on Super.
No. Just haven't gotten time to go back and watch them. But it's good.
Next trailer we got. This one also came out a little bit a while ago. Avatar: The Last Airbender on Netflix. Full trailer.
It looks good.
Better than the original Avatar movie.
The 8-foot blue people?
No, the other one.
8-foot blue people.
Avatar.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
That was terrible. Zuko looks just like, dude.
They nailed it.
They got like good. Yeah, they got like all the characters really good.
Yeah, Netflix put some money into this one, man.
Yeah.
They do not want to piss off the fan base.
why couldn't they do that with Yu Yu Yamaha or whatever?
Yu Yu Hakusho.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, please, 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 please click on the link below and subscribe. Become a bro. And join the
Brochachos.
Brochachos. Subscribe.
Yeah, do it. You owe it to yourself. You've earned it. You sat through this far? You've earned it. Do it. You want it. You need it. We need it.
Come on. Hit that subscribe. Hit that follow. Love you guys.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did. All right.
They did Yu Yu Hakusho nasty, man. Yeah, they did. Fire Lord looks tight.
Yeah, he does.
He looks perfect.
Did they show Azula, the sister?
I think so. She's in here. Do you have any experience with this, Ash? Did you watch the cartoon or?
No, I never. I know what it is, but I never watched it.
What about the old school movie for this one?
The movie
that everyone hates.
Yeah, I think I caught scenes of it.
It was called The Last Airbender.
I remember that. I never sat down to watch the whole thing.
Good. You don't need to.
Really good.
No, it's not. Horrible. Yeah, it is. Horrible.
I mean, I'm familiar with the characters. I recognize them from cartoons, and this looks really, really fun.
Yeah, it does. So let me ask you, Ash, did Yu Yu Hakusho get your attention for when you saw trailers or when you saw anything on this? Did it get your attention?
I never watched that one.
Did it, But this one gets your attention. Like
from this one definitely does. Yeah, this one definitely got my attention. And I think a lot of that is just recognition. Like I'm familiar with this character. I've seen it on TV before. I'm not as deep into some of the anime stuff as you guys are, unfortunately.
What about One Piece? Live action.
I did not watch that. I watched y'all's review on it. And we'll go with that.
You're not going to watch it?
It'll probably be on my watch list eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thought of everything else that he wants to watch.
When that Netflix says bankrupt.
When I'm getting it for free. I'm kidding.
Yeah, man. This looks fun.
It does look fun.
For the guns?
Approved. It got my stamp of approval.
Now, is it a movie or is it going to be show?
I think it's a show.
I think I asked this before.
I think.
Yeah, I believe it's a series.
Okay. So they're doing the same thing with
One Piece.
Gum Dude and
One Piece. It looks like February 22. Ooh, this month. Yeah, can't wait for this one.
Yeah.
This may not be your bag, Minaram.
My Hero Academia?
Yeah.
My Hero Academia, movie number 4 is coming out. The name of it is Your Next. Minaram, I know this is your favorite anime of all time. Way more than Super.
Mm-hmm.
Way more than Z. Way above any other anime. This is your number 1, I know. Factual, undeniable. Cannot take it back. Too late, too late. You can't take it back. Best anime ever.
Better than Bleach.
I agree.
But yeah, new trailer just dropped. I mean, I like it. I like the My Hero Academia. I think it's actually pretty high up on my list, my personal list.
Yep.
I enjoy it. All these movies have been just beautiful, dude. Like the way animation and, it's clean. You're next, yeah?
So he's still like All Might in these movies?
Kind of.
By this point, well, I don't know if it's a spoiler. I don't know if you...
Yes, I'm caught up, unless there's a new season.
Yeah, no, he shouldn't have his powers anymore. Like, he shouldn't be able to, like, bring them out.
He's only able to transform for, like, a half a second.
Yeah, so as of right now, he's only training Midoriya, like, just verbally and, like, telling them what to do, like Alfred and Batman, I guess.
But that was All Might.
I want to say it's a clone, because he did not have his body shape.
Hmm.
And he had
the hair.
That, and he had them pimp finger rings.
Just for a harder punch.
Mm-hmm.
It's that Texas smash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you see the baby powder in the back? Right there. He's like,
I mean, the trailer doesn't show a whole lot.
Little teaser?
Yeah, just a teaser, really. It's My Hero Academia. Like I said, this is high on my list. I'm going to watch this regardless. Looks
cool. It's gotten better. It's got, like, the first two seasons, besides, like, one or two episodes, the first two seasons.
When he's whining?
Are rough. Oh my god! Shut up! It's that bad, but I don't remember when it starts getting good. But yeah, dude, the show's awesome now,
dude.
But it's rough to get into,
dude. If those weren't pimp hands, I don't know what are. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's funny.
Looks fun. Looks cool. You know how sometimes they'll play anime movies in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd like to watch this
Broly.
Like, it's that good for me. Like, that's why. Highly, I think, of My Hero Academia.
But, it's definitely gotten better. Like, the last two seasons was really good.
Mm.
But, yeah, to the first few, oh my god, it was rough. And I watched, like, the sub, because dub is terrible.
Yeah.
Well, I've got to watch sub, but, I mean, he just, the whiniest brat on the planet. It's like, dude, no one can like this crap.
I think that's part of the charm, though, because he starts off as a little
punk,
whiny brat, and he grows into what he's becoming, right? Like, you can see the differences between day one to the badass that he's becoming. Like, it's a good character arc.
Yeah, it's just rough.
Basically, Batman from Robert Pattinson to the old ones. Little, he starts out as an emo. And then he turned into a badass.
Robert Pattinson was pretty lit.
Texas Smash! As lit as the Despicable Me series.
Snot!
I admit, I will watch this. I would take my kids to watch this.
I get a good laugh out of them, I ain't gonna lie.
Yes.
Despicable Me 4 just dropped a trailer, and Yeah, I agree with you, Ash. These are fun. They're dumb fun movies.
Yes.
They're a little kiddie, sure, but they're fun. They're not to be taken seriously, of course. Just turn your brain off.
Yeah. Just sit there with popcorn and Coke.
Yeah, man.
And just laugh. Yes. Totally agree. This is the kind of stuff I take my kids, and they're embarrassed to be in public with me on this because I'm the only one laughing. I watched this trailer the other night. The Minions parts just had me laughing.
I like them. I'm not gonna lie. They're a good fun movie. I know my girl loves them. She's like cracking up and dying on them while they're playing.
Yeah. This trailer, it looks fun. I mean, he's got a kid. That scene from earlier, the kid's like all grumpy face with Gru, and he's just all happy with the mom. Like, it's just dumb fun, dude. I like him. Third one didn't hit so much with me, like the whole twin brother thing, but it might pick up with this one.
I think so.
Which one was part two?
The Mexican when he went Nacho Man.
That was the Macho Man. Yeah, he became the spy from villain to spy.
Okay. Yeah, I had an ex.
Had the purple minions.
Yeah, I had an ex take me to see that one before, and yeah, it wasn't a good time. It wasn't good. I'd never seen any of them. Yeah, not my thing.
But you'll watch Dragon Ball Daima, won't you?
Yeah, you will.
In private, and I'm not. But yeah, I will check out how terrible it is, and yeah, I'm a big Dragon Ball guy, but it's a freaking crime what they're doing.
It hurts your soul.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
Like, do you die a little inside every single time something new from Dragon Ball comes out?
When it's that terrible, yeah.
I think that's all we got.
You got a lot of content, bro.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
I'm going to shave that down to like 45 minutes, dude. Banana! Gentlemen, this was fun, sexy, entertaining. And Ash, good to see you. Glad you could join us today. Talk about these games. Unfortunately, it is time to close it down. Please visit us at www.thesfiles.com. We can listen to all of our prior episodes. We talk trash. We talk anime. We talk games. We talk TV, movies. We just have a good time and have a good laugh. If you have any comments, questions, suggestions, comments or email down in the description below. If you want to listen to us on the go, Narum, where can they listen to us?
They can hear us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, which will be discontinued, YouTube Music, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music,
Mother Effer,
and Pandora.
Yeah. Just Pandora?
Sweet, sweet Pandora.
Awesome. Mm. There it is. I was waiting for it.
We never said anything bad about Pandora.
Never. Oh, my God. You can also follow us on social media. Evil Ash, where can they find us?
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube.
And if you have any tallywhacker pics, you can send them to agentk@thesfiles.com. He would like all the big ones, the small ones, the veiny ones, the long ones, the girthy ones, the cheesy ones, the glizzy ones, the ones that look like the size of a tuna can. He wants them all. He wants them all.
Wow.
And again, agentk@thesfiles.com. Not com.
He's still in Mexico. They won't let him back in the country. He was a little shade too dark. They said, nah, you're Mexican. You stay here, bro. So he's a little bored. He needs something to do. He mm-hmm. wants to review these and give you the 5 stars. So make his day.
Yeah, last message I heard, he said he was at the Aztec Glory Holes or something like that.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. This is Bogus Bird signing out.
This is Guns Deucing Out.
It's been Arm signing out.
Evil Ash, I'm out.
Catch you on the next one.
Peace.